It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Nathan Eagle on the line this morning with a look at the strained relationship between House and Senate leadership and our governor. Can they mend fences? Will this be a rough legislative session? Inquiring minds want to know, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, yeah, well, what do we have to look forward to this session? Yikes.
I know. There's a lot of bad blood from this election season. I mean, it got pretty tense among legislative leaders. You know, I'm talking about House Speaker Scott Psyche, Senate President Ron Cochi, the two Money Committee chairs, leading up to the very tight August primary between Governor Ige, of course, and U.S. Representative Colleen Hanabusa.
Yes, and I think you and I were at a couple of those press conferences. I think there might have been even dueling press conferences where they were actually scheduled at the same time as a kind of, I don't know, some might see as a one-upmanship.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there were comments in the debates. There were comments behind the scenes to the paper. I mean, we can't forget about Representative Luke referring to Governor Ige as a caged animal. There was that joint fundraiser that was held in April by the legislative leaders in which they're saying Ige has this inattention and indecision and inaction. There's a lot of stuff that happened before then, so it's a big question about whether or not they can move beyond it.
I know. It's funny. I mean, last time we checked, they were all from the same party.
Exactly. And there weren't a lot of specifics. In doing this story, I was trying to come up with some concrete examples of, like, where are the real differences? And it really did seem to boil down to just their difference in preference of who they wanted for governor in terms of, like, a leadership style and other things. But we'll have to wait and see, you know, when the session starts in January, what exactly that relationship will be like. And I talked to some folks on the one hand who said, you know what, his nominees for department heads, boards, commission chairs could have a lot harder time. The legislature could not fund his priorities. They could not pass his bills. But others suspect that it might just kind of quietly disappear. They're like, it's just politics. The governor has the upper hand, they think, because he's term limited and doesn't necessarily have aspirations to run for higher office, whereas, you know, they have higher ambitions and don't really have this reason to embarrass him further.
Yeah, and I know there are still some issues that are at the table on the vacation rental question and the tax collection. There's some friction over that issue.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be those issues. There's I think it's going to come down more to we both want to kind of get to the same end, but maybe some more differences in terms of how we get there.
Right. But gosh, the bad blood thing. I mean, you hope they can put those differences aside and just do the work of the people.
you really do. And in talking to Speaker Psyche, he said part of what's going to need to happen first is for the governor to reach out to the four legislative leaders who held the fundraiser for Hanabusa, ask them individually why they did that so they can explain what they did, and then move forward from there. So the governor, I think, was on vacation when I was reporting this, and so I don't think they've talked yet.
Any other issues that you think might be a little tricky for him to navigate?
You know, he's gained a lot of support from the environmental community going into this, which he didn't necessarily start his first term that way. But going into this term, I think he has that. And he's been talking a lot about his big sustainability initiative. And there's a lot of dollars that need to go behind that. Things like watershed protection, doubling our local food production, becoming less dependent on fossil fuels, things like that. So I'll be keeping an eye on how much money is going towards those priorities and why.
Right. And then now with the election over, I know there's probably some thought about whether he'll reshuffle his cabinet, you know, move some other folks into key departments to maybe meet those goals. So I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah, exactly. It could be tense in some of those, but some of the experts I was talking to say there might be some grandstanding during those hearings, but they suspect they'll probably just pass through.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Thanks.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.